at my neighbor, rode her right across the street. Sometimes the call of the wild is the call to come home. After several trips into the world, Rich Matson, musician and recording studio owner, came home to Sparta, Minnesota.
Yep, I was born in 1967, April 23, so I'm 50 years old, independently owned and operated.
Rich grew up in what he calls West Eveleth. His father worked in the mines, servicing conveyor belts, and his mother was a social worker. Even as a boy, music was a big part of his life.
Well, I just always just really loved music. I remember singing along to the radio in the back seat of my parents' car, driving around or going on family trips and stuff. I'd always just be the entertainment, singing in the back seat. And my grandparents got me a concertina for Christmas. I wish I still had it, but they saw how much I love music, and they wanted to, they thought I'd be an accordion player, you know. But of course, I wanted to rock and roll. And then the Partridge Family came around, and you know, there was a little kid playing bass, and I said, "Well, I guess I should try bass. It's only got four strings." And so I got one of those Sears basses for Christmas one year, and my cousin was playing guitar, so we got together and I got to play bass with my cousin.
That early Sears and Roebuck bass proved to be only the first in a long line of instruments that Rich has owned and played, and a long line of bands that he has formed.
Well, the first band I had was with my cousin. We called ourselves Easy Tilt, and then it was the Imports. We moved to Colorado when I was in high school for a couple of years. I had a band called Alibi out there. And then when I moved back to Minnesota, it was the Imports and the Glenn Russells. And then it was Ole Yeller. I played drums in a band called Danny Commando y Los Guapos for 2 years. And after Ole Yeller, it was the Tisdales. And then I met Jermaine Kimberling, and I played guitar with her in a band called Junk Boat. And then the two of us kind of started our own group, Rich Matson and the North Stars, that we have today.
After high school, Rich moved to Minneapolis to continue pursuing his music. Eventually, he turned some of his attention toward recording other musicians.
I was just trying to figure out what to do with my life, and I kind of failed in college because the rock and roll took over, and I just kind of dropped it, and just really wanted to stick with the music. And I thought recording would be a good way to go, and I saw an ad for a 12-track recorder in City Pages, and the 12-track recorder had 12 channels of 12 channels like a mixer and a half-inch recording deck built in.
Rich and I have followed similar life paths. Listening to him jumps me back a few decades to my first recording studio, Mr. Dog Music. Rich first called his new recording studio Flower Pot Studios.
Yeah, and that was in 1991. And eventually I built up enough clientele that I quit my day job and I just kept recording and stuck with it.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week I'm talking to Rich Matson, a recording artist and musician from Sparta, Minnesota. It was in the middle of this period that he felt the urge to come home, that so many of us feel. It happened quite unexpectedly.
2005, I was coming up here and going to the Boundary Waters, went and visited my mom, and it was just so gorgeous up here, and I just was really missing the North Woods, and my mom seemed like she needed some assistance, some help around. And I just thought, well, you could live anywhere. And I looked on the MLS listings, and this was front and center on the business listings. It used to be an old Apostolic Lutheran church. It all just kind of happened. Everything fell into place. and just wound up here. And I remember that first night, you know, when I got the place and I sleeping on the altar with my dog, thinking, what in the world just happened?
The studio is now called Sparta Sound Studio, and they do a lot of work to support area musicians.
A wide variety of stuff. There'll be a country cover band that'll just want to do a demo. Then other people there's a guy from Canada that comes here and records twice a year, and he doesn't even bring a guitar. He just brings song ideas, and he'll start playing a little riff on the guitar and humming along to it. Then he'll look at me and go, "Where should it go? We need a chorus. What's the chorus?" And I'll pick up a guitar and I'll start playing his part of the song, and I'll sit and think, and how about this? Yeah, yeah. And then we'll go and we'll have a verse and a chorus. And then there's another guy who'll come up with the bridge, and it's like a songwriting workshop twice a year. And it's really fun.
Rich and a few other musicians formed a group to help promote and record local original music, the Iron Range Original Music Association, IROMA.
There was a handful of local bands, and Matt Ray and I were finishing up a session one day, and I said, you know, we should really just try and get this organized and come up with a name for a, you know, original music thing, and that way people will know when they're going to the bar that this is original music, and, you know, we'll have like a showcase of original bands. And there was a band called the Swing Dogs from over by Grand Rapids, and they played in Gilbert, and they put a sign out front and said IROMA, Iron Range Original Music Association. It was Daryl Schuster that came up with that. I said, that is like, that's great. IROMA, Iron Range Original Music Association. That's perfect. Can we use that? And he said, oh yeah, do it.
The renovated church is both a place to call home and a recording studio. Rich likes writing and performing original music. He and his partner, Jermaine Gemberling, are now performing as Rich Matson and the North Stars, and are striking just the right balance between recording and performing.
Well, once people started finding out that there's a recording studio here, the freaks came out of the woodwork and started getting more and more local bands, and there's a lot of it's really, really good.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.